High Street, especially around the Short North, has long operated as the center of Columbus's arts and culture scene. As part of the city's streetscape improvements project, High Street may soon become a haven of public art as well. Columbus is dedicating $25.5 million to rethink and reshape High Street, eliminating a traffic lane and making the area more hospitable to pedestrians. This week, the city kicked off a series of public meetings to discuss how art will fit into this project. Here to talk about this effort is WOSU's digital news editor, Gabe Rosenberg.
Hey, Debbie.
Thanks for joining me. So what exactly is the plan for High Street?
Well, Columbus is spending a lot of money to fix up this busy section of the city. Obviously, there's been a lot of development happening in the Short North area and University District. So City Council just approved an $81,000 contract with a Columbus-based firm called Designing Local. They'll create a strategic public art plan. I talked to Amanda Golden, who's the managing principal of that firm, about the first steps.
So in order for us to do a plan that is owned and excited and appreciated by the people that live and work and love High Street, we are spending a lot of time on community engagement.
Basically, the city doesn't want to come in and say, this piece of artwork goes here. Instead, they're asking residents to help them figure out what kind of public art they want for High Street, whether that means sculptures or murals or even light installations. It can go anywhere in the public right-of-way, which means from building to building, on the sidewalks, in the air above the road, in the road itself. So the firm will take suggestions from the public, in person and online, come up with their proposal, test that back with residents, and then hopefully by November, have a plan finalized.
How much money is Columbus putting into public art?
For this High Street streetscape project, there is a public art budget of $420,000, which is about 2% of the total budget. This is actually the biggest public art project the city has taken on since the Columbus Art Commission was established in 2007. Since then, the city has spent about $800,000 on public art in total, and there's a few more projects in the works. They're also working on restoring the existing public art pieces around the city, some of which have gone into disrepair.
So what sort of new public art has come out of the program so far?
Well, the piece that really kicked everything off is called Flowing Kiss, which is on Neal Avenue at North Bank Park. It's these large, stainless steel lips that sort of swoon outwards like flowers. Then, if you walk by the banks of the Scioto River behind Kosai, you might run into some other striking pieces of art. Terry Allen, an artist from Santa Fe, was commissioned to install these two deer to overlook the waterfront. He added a third deer, which is just sort of hanging out on the Rich Street Bridge, just last year. The city's most expansive project was a series of 9 public art bike racks, which are now scattered at various recreation centers and public facilities around the city.
Why put so much effort into public art? Why does the city see it as important?
Well, Lori Baudreau, the public art coordinator for the city of Columbus, sort of put it best. She says the city has such a vibrant art scene, they really want the city's public spaces to act as an outdoor gallery.
Things that you just kind of come upon and they make you think or they make you laugh or they just kind of intrude into your day in a way that makes it a little bit better, a little bit more fun, a little bit more thoughtful.
Considering the focus of these projects on downtown and the Short North, is there any effort to diversify what areas of Columbus get public art?
That's actually something I asked Baudreau about.
And certainly when you go around to neighborhoods, they're not saying they don't want art. I mean, everyone wants art.
Baudreau says some neighborhoods are finding ways to fundraise for public art on their own, and the city's also looking to opportunities to work with those that can't. But she says Columbus right now doesn't have something that's essential for this goal, a public art master plan. That's something that cities like Sacramento and Louisville, with really robust public art programs, that they have. So this High Street project, Baudreau hopes, at least, can help Columbus figure out how to do public art on an even larger scale.
Well, thank you so much, WOSU's digital news editor Gabe Rosenberg. And we've been talking about public art in Columbus.